Get on the beam. Hitch your wagon to a star, recommends Emerson. Lay hold of the immensities and potentialities of life, which is not difficult when life is as close as hand or breath. Then will you gather might from omnipotence, wisdom from omniscience, protection from omnipresence. Is it not plain that the benign power which sustains and directs the earth and the vast open spaces of heaven upholds and propels you in your daily orbit? Is it not obvious that the divine animation and intelligence which vitalizes and oversees the universe enlivens, instructs, and cares for you? Admit these undeniable facts every hour of the day. Amplify them in your own way and words. Thereby will you protest the truth which removes obstructions. Your wagon speeds up. Vigor, vision, and hearing with which to enjoy the journey spring into normal action. You are a synthesis of the properties and powers of Supreme Being. Acknowledge it and be free. It is astonishing that most people add to their difficulties by insisting that they must prove the facts of metaphysics before they can gain relief. This is the hard way, unnecessarily hard. What one has to do is to admit or acknowledge the facts. We will see what we can do about the predicament. I am confident that we can do a great deal, and therefore am taking hold of the case. Life is untouchable by disease, discouragement, disaster, or restriction, because life, the very life you live, is God, continuously and peacefully operating in you at every point. No possibility, then, of your separation from it is there. Hence your vitality and endurance and freedom of movement. Your note arrived. I have taken up the three cases and expect to hear from you again soon. We attach remoteness to deity by referring to him as the Supreme Being, when in fact God is being itself, your being. Suffering must abate when you come into this realization of your identity with harmonious life. Life must be expressed. Where? At its highest in you. God must be expressed, but where? Greek poetry answers, and Scripture reiterates, there is one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. Few exercises are more exhilarating than for one to realize, as understandingly and reverently as possible, the indwelling presence of exuberant and irrepressible life. Here is the fervent prayer of the righteous man, which availeth much. For prayer does not consist solely in petition or desire. It consists, and to a very considerable degree, in intelligent affirmation of the truth of being, the outstanding feature of which is one's through blend with the eternal, he in you and you in him. You can say, and say intelligently, the eternal is all in all, mind, life, and principle, and they alone are in the midst of me in all their mightiness. This kind of thinking builds giants.